All right, Apotheca Audio Boo, episode number 8, I think. I'm just stepping out right now to go to the store to get some coffee. Canned coffee, kind of I was talking about last time. So, it's 11 p.m. here right now, and I'm having a thoughtful conversation on the internet with my friend Josh's brother, Sam. We've been talking for like an hour about... first we were talking about North and South Korea and sort of the implications, I guess, and consequences of a fall of the political party in North Korea, both for China and for South Korea. And so that was kind of interesting. And then we moved on naturally to talking about language and just the ways in which communication affects our lives, which is also very, it's been very profound, and I'm definitely going to save this transcript. Yeah, so. That dude's the fucking man. Alright, so I'm heading back now. That's literally how long it takes me from my apartment to get to Family Mart. So, yeah, we've been talking about language, and I gotta save that transcript and make it into a blog post of some kind. I'm just really hoping it's actually as interesting as I think it is, because if it's not, I'm going to be very disappointed in myself. So today was actually a pretty bad day at work, because I realized that I realized that all of the other teachers didn't plan lessons for this week, because the students are done with tests already, and they don't seem bent on learning anything else, because they're not going to get tested on it anyway. I prepared some lessons last week. And the students aren't very interested in them, which I should have expected anyway, but I didn't for some reason. So it's kind of a downer, because I taught 3 classes today, and the first 2 didn't really go well. And then the third one, the students came up to me before class, and I'm like, let's watch a movie. And I said, sure, because I didn't foresee the third class going any better than the first 2. So I was in a pretty bad mood, but one of my students taught me some Korean after school using the blackboard, which was fun. And then I went across the street to the Korean barbecue restaurant. I went there a couple of weeks ago because the owners, it's a married couple that owned the place, they motioned me over, and we all sat there. This is a Saturday night, I think, and we all sat there for a while. Probably an hour and a half drinking coffee and trying to communicate with each other, but they don't speak English, and my Korean is not so good, but it was still fun. So I went back there today, and they actually gave me an entire meal for free, which was pretty nice of them, because according to the board that I was reading at the store, a regular meal of Korean barbecue there costs about $30, so... That was very cool of them, and I'm trying to figure out how I can repay that generosity. So as I briefly touched on before, as you probably know, Kim Jong-il is dead. But surprisingly, there isn't much commotion here about it, even as far north as I am, which is about 23 miles from the border. People here just aren't fazed about it, which is really... really interesting. I'm curious to see if they just really don't care, or if, you know, it's the sort of Korean mentality of keeping your emotions hidden and your true feelings kept away. But, yeah, one of my colleagues told me yesterday right before lunch, and she jokingly said I should pack up my things and go back to America, or at least I think she was joking, and, and then we all ate lunch and didn't really talk about it at all.